Hello everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we will continue the devotional plan titled Facing the Giant of Addiction. I hope you allow God to work in you during the next 20 weeks. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. You can't always trust your feelings. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things. Jeremiah 17:9 NLT. We all know well-intentioned people who, when you ask them to do something, you're still determining if they will follow through. As lovely as they are, they're unreliable. Your feelings are like that. You often can't count on them because they're not attuned to what's best for you. They're more interested in having their way. For example, our feelings can get us excited about shopping when we don't have the money to spend. They entice us to eat cheesecake when trying to avoid extra calories. They lead us to stay up late at night working or watching TV when we know we need to get up early the next day. In short, our feelings are fickle. They change like the wind. Yet it's incredible how much power we give them in our lives. As believers, we have something wiser and more dependable to rely on than our feelings, and that's the Word of God. When we feel strongly about something, it's not always easy to determine whether we agree with God about it. Jeremiah says, "The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows it? But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives." VV 9-10 NLT. And he does it through his word, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, exposing, sifting, analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. Hebrews 4:12 at AMPC. Here's the score. If you're genuinely interested in rising above your feelings, you'll let the Word of God be the determining factor in all your decisions. Prayer point. Lord, my feelings go up and down, but thank you that your love for me remains constant. Help me, instead of listening into how I feel, to focus on the truth of your Word and allow that truth to set the tone for my thoughts and feelings. Amen. Courtesy of United Christian Broadcasters, YouVersion Bible. Hello everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we will continue the devotional plan titled Facing the Giant of Addiction. I hope you allow God to work in you during the next 20 weeks. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. You can't always trust your feelings. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things. Jeremiah 17:9 NLT. We all know well-intentioned people who, when you ask them to do something, you're still determining if they will follow through. As lovely as they are, they're unreliable. Your feelings are like that. You often can't count on them because they're not attuned to what's best for you. They're more interested in having their way. For example, our feelings can get us excited about shopping when we don't have the money to spend. They entice us to eat cheesecake when trying to avoid extra calories. They lead us to stay up late at night working or watching TV when we know we need to get up early the next day. In short, our feelings are fickle. They change like the wind. Yet it's incredible how much power we give them in our lives. As believers, we have something wiser and more dependable to rely on than our feelings, and that's the Word of God. When we feel strongly about something, it's not always easy to determine whether we agree with God about it. Jeremiah says, "The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows it? But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives." VV 9-10 NLT. And he does it through his word, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, exposing, sifting, analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. Hebrews 4:12 at AMPC. Here's the score. If you're genuinely interested in rising above your feelings, you'll let the Word of God be the determining factor in all your decisions. Prayer point. Lord, my feelings go up and down, but thank you that your love for me remains constant. Help me, instead of listening into how I feel, to focus on the truth of your word and allow that truth to set the tone for my thoughts and feelings. Amen. Courtesy of United Christian Broadcasters, YouVersion Bible.